Hey, welcome to another exciting episode of the Extra Features Movie Review Podcast. This is episode 237, which is a great apartment number, I guess. Wasn't that a show? I'm trying to remember. No, anyway.
It was
227.
227, yes. I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon, having my dinner.
I'm Daniel.
I'm Doug, and I've eaten already.
That's a late dinner for you, Simon.
I'm sorry, I had to work my part-time job. They called me at the last minute, so I just got home.
All right, well, we did the best of episode, and now we're going to talk about our least favorite movies of the year.
I think this is my favorite episode of the year, besides the next one coming up. It's probably my second favorite. I love doing this.
Well, it's a fun episode. I did not enjoy putting this list together.
Oh, I did.
You love crapping on movies, though, Simon.
I do.
I'll preface my list. I had a hard time. Like, I didn't see a lot of really terrible movies this year. I saw a lot of mediocre, poor movies, but nothing I really, like, loathed. Like, well, maybe one or two, but, like, not a lot. Mostly they're disappointing.
Okay.
That's upsetting.
So, we drew straws and I decided to go first. Are you okay? Do you guys want to say anything before we start?
No, I'm good to go. Say one thing. I think on the show I watch the most films. Dan's probably number two, and I'll say Doug's three, and nothing against Kevin, you're a distant fourth.
I probably saw about 100 films.
Yeah, I think there were 156 new releases released in theaters, like worldwide, and I've seen all of them.
But then you tap in all the original films done on Netflix and Amazon Prime, and
I've seen a lot
HBO.
Of those, too.
Yeah, it ends up being about 300 or so.
Yeah,
altogether, I think I've seen 180.
Yeah, I see about over, I think me and Dan worked it out. I saw 225 or something this year. I can't remember. Well, you can follow me on Letterboxd. It's easiest. Extra Features PC, or it's Extra Features Podcast, one or the other. And you can see what I watch every day and count them yourself.
I watched about 240 movies last year.
Wow.
But I will say a lot of those were classic films. I went back and watched a lot of stuff from like the 30s and 40s and then jumped to the 70s.
If we're counting classics and stuff, I'm probably about 375, 380.
Yeah, I was at like 320.
I have no idea if I count in older releases, because I watch 2 to 3 movies a day, and most of them are rewatches or older movies. So there are a few movies that didn't make my 10 worst that I'd like to draw attention to as being kind of shitty, external language, but Six Underground on Netflix. Ad Astra was kind of a disappointment. Kind of long and boring.
Yep.
It Chapter 2 was a huge disappointment compared to the great Chapter 1. Terminator Dark Fate. I don't know why this movie exists. They're just trying to crank out another Terminator movie, another stupid time travel movie. Let's just forget the last movie and do another one that goes back through the sequels back, and hopefully people forget there were other movies. And then there were like some Rise of Skywalker, I think I mostly liked, but it did some mediocre aspects to it. And even though I'm not a huge fan of Joker, I would not call it one of the worst movies of the year. Nor would I say that about Dr. Sleep, which I thought was pretty good, but had some issues. Same with Captain Marvel and Alita, Battle Angel.
I say I loved Alita.
I liked it, but it something about it makes me not love it.
Yeah, I liked like half of those movies on your list.
So, that getting said, I'm going to start off with my 10th worst film, which I'm sure some people will disagree with me on. It's Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
I'm with you 100%. It's terrible. Yeah.
No disagreement.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, I'm in complete agreement with you.
I'd say it's about 30% okay. The monster fighting was kind of cool. But anything with the actors, the human actors, was just painful.
Like my favorite statement, Kevin, when you have a billion-dollar idea, just leave it where you can open the door and take it.
Yeah.
That's my favorite scene in the whole movie. Just walk in and take it.
I mean, it kind of fits with the tradition of the Toho movies, which the human stuff is, you know, you're just waiting for the monsters to fight. And, you know, that's all I want from a Godzilla movie. I just want to see 2 hours of monsters fighting. I don't care about the humans that are trying to survive on the ground or anything like that. And there's like a half an hour where they're all running around the ground beneath the feet of these giant monsters, and the proportions are just not right. Like, they should be scrunched. They should be completely destroyed. And there's, I think someone makes eye contact with Godzilla at one point in one flashback sequence. Just makes no sense. That's like looking at an ant and saying, oh, look at that cute little ant that's looking up at me.
Oh,
if he breathed, it would blow the person over.
Look at 11 thinking she has a career. Oh, nice 11.
Oh, yeah, that was a... Let's bring in Stranger Things to Godzilla.
So, I like her.
So that was my number 10.
Okay. I will go next. My number 10... I wouldn't say this is actually a horrible movie, but when you compare it to what came before, my pick for number 10 is The Lego Movie 2, The Second Piece. I absolutely loved the first Lego film. It went above and beyond my expectations. I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was funny. And the second one was just... there. It was just okay. And sometimes being just okay is worse than being horrible. I even forgot this movie came out this year until I looked at the list of films. That's how little impression it left on me.
Dog, this film was so bad. I was so disappointed watching this. I was just like, I can't even talk about this film. It's so bad.
I wouldn't call it bad. It's disappointing, though, for sure.
Oh, it was terrible.
It's just middling, which is like a lot of these movies.
Forgettable. Yeah. So, okay, so I have a couple of dishonorable mentions. The Kendrick Brothers Overcomer, replicas with Keanu Reeves, and surprisingly to me, Jay and Silent Bob reboot. I didn't like it at all. But my number 10... Okay, so I'll just preface this. Every movie on this list... I hate. I only pick movies that I hate. And now this movie, there's probably 20 movies that were worse than it. But whenever I think of it, I just hate it with a passion. And it's Gaspar Noé's Climax. It's anxiety horror, and it's just totally pointless. Like, the dance sequences are good, but. The characters are bad. It's like improvised, and it's boring for most of it. And then Sofia Boutella just spends the second half of the film screaming. But it's like, it's a technically good movie because it's a lot of one shot takes, but I hate it very much.
Before you go on, I just want to say Jay and Silent Bob reboot. You have to be a Kevin Smith fanatic to like it.
I am.
And you didn't like... It's a bad film, but I love seeing Q. I love seeing the old characters.
Well, I mean, I love seeing Brandon St. Randy from Mixer and Sakamir Make a Porno.
Yeah.
But I've never felt in the Kevin Smith movie that he had to try hard to be funny, and this was just uncomfortable for me because it felt so forced, and it felt like everyone was just trying really, really hard to be funny, but most of the laughs failed for me.
I don't know what it was. No, I didn't say it worked. I just like seeing Ralph Garman. I like seeing Mark Bernardin. It was just one of those for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was a bad movie. Because I'm a fan of his film. It could have been on my list because I watched it a couple nights ago and I hated it. But I don't know. Really disappointing.
Okay. Well, everybody says I do not like anything. Well, I do like Christmas movies for some strange reason. I usually enjoy them. I know they're bad, but I can usually, you know, it follows the usual 15 scripts. You know, man meets woman, they fall in love, blah, blah, blah. Well, this year's Last Christmas is my number 10. This was just painful. I figured out the movie halfway through, and if I have to hear them sing Last Christmas one more time in my life, I think I might puke. I'm done with Emilia Clarke. She can't act. I've given up. I'm done. This is it. This is the final nail in the coffin. The last season of Game of Thrones, she pretty much phoned it in. This film, she looks like they phoned in the script and phoned in her acting. I'm done. This is terrible. One of the worst films I saw all year was Last Christmas. Disappointing.
I really want to watch it, but it's not on. It's not on. Not available to watch yet for me.
It is if you look hard enough.
Okay. Well, I don't like those.
Okay.
Downloads.
Fine. Last Christmas.
Yeah.
All right, so number 9 is X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
The movie that we didn't know if it was going to actually ever get released or not, since Disney bought Fox. And apparently there were a lot of problems with this movie, and the original ending was pretty similar to the ending of Captain Marvel, which Marvel had big plans for, so they made them go back and redo the ending. And in this really pedestrian battle on a train, and an ambiguous ending where she flies up into space and blows up, and for no particular reason. It's not the worst movie in the X-Men franchise. There are probably the third X-Men movie is pretty bad.
And this is the same writer.
It is the same writer. He's basically redoing the same story.
And he screwed it up twice.
Again, yeah. But, you know, like, it starts out okay with them as a team going into space. There's a rescue mission. Stuff happens. Jean Grey gets hurt. They come back. Jennifer Lawrence is like phones in her performance, whines a bit, and then dies, like early. Like, get me out of this film as quickly as possible. And then it just goes from there into like middling. It was like shit on Professor X week, and you know, like Professor X and Magneto are both okay in this movie. They're really the stars of this franchise. And they didn't do a whole lot. Professor X is kind of cocky at the beginning about the successes they've had working with humans and getting integrated as superheroes, and then stuff happens, and then everybody hates him again, and then he's miserable. And for some reason, after Jean Grey dies, they decide to rename the school after her and send Professor X off into exile. And I really thought that was harsh, considering what happens in the film. Anyway, it's not good. Not a good movie.
I agree.
Yeah, fair.
Fair. Mm-hmm. My number 9, much like my number 10, is only number 9 because of what came before it. My number 9 is Happy Death Day to You.
Oh, so boring.
I thought it was beyond mediocre. All the scares that happened in the first film were completely dropped in favor of turning this into a sci-fi film. And I just thought the first one was just a lot of fun for what it was. And I didn't need the explanation about the continuous rebirths. And I don't know, this was just utterly mediocre to me, when I really enjoyed the first film.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't need to be made, but I thought it worked well enough changing it to sci-fi, but it didn't work nearly as well as the first film.
You mean you didn't want more trees thespian acting ability?
I don't know.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, I like the aspect of the mom thing. I don't know. Yeah, but I didn't know. It's just mean another mediocre sequel. But I thought it was fine, personally. But fair pick. I can't remember if you guys liked this one, but I picked Netflix's The Dirt, the Motley Crue biopic.
I didn't hate it.
I I don't really know anything about Motley Crue other than it's Motley Lou and Hot Tub Time Machine. It's just like a, it feels like a feature length Jackass episode.
It was. I agree with you.
Yeah, these guys are douchebags, and I didn't like watching them for 2 hours.
Fair enough.
Bad story. I don't know.
I think I'm sort of in the same boat. I liked it enough to not hate it, but
yes.
They're really, Vince Neil is an asshole.
Yep.
You know, he hits that guy, and then he's not really remorseful about it in any way, shape, or form.
Nope. Yeah. And the guy couldn't really act, the one that was playing him. Nope. And I don't say that a lot about a lot of people, but when he had that emotional scene near the end, when it's supposed to be sad, I was like, oh, okay, that's not good.
This is what happens when people get rich too quickly and have a high opinion of themselves. When the comeuppance happens, they don't get it. They think they're entitled to something more. So anyway.
Yeah, fair enough.
My turn, number 9, Miss Bala. I've hated this film since I first saw it. It was so dumb. The plot was convoluted. It made no sense half the time. She could have escaped 50,000 times, but she chooses not to. I just didn't understand the point of this film. The acting was bad all around. The plot was convoluted, made no sense. This character makes bad choices consistently. And it puts me to sleep. So, Miss Bala is my number 9.
Yeah. I still want to watch the Spanish one, but yeah, this one was very run-of-the-mill. Mm. Like, I didn't hate it to put enough on my list, but it's not good either.
You know, so, I hated it.
Yeah, I know you did. I don't think you like Gina Rodriguez either, eh?
Nope.
Yeah, fair enough.
Alright, number 8. My pick for number 8 is Tim Burton's Dumbo.
No problems at all. Terrible film.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's a bad one.
It's just not... it's not the Dumbo remake. It's like a dark, bizarre Tim Burton movie, but it's not even a good Tim Burton movie. And Michael Keaton shows up with probably one of the weirdest accents that he's ever done, and he's off-putting, and you know, just not a good film.
But that begs the question: what was the last good Tim Burton movie?
It's a good question.
Dark Shadows.
Nope.
No, I hate like Dark fucking Shadows.
Movie. I like Dark Shadows.
I don't think it was terrible, but I don't know. I'm trying to think.
I like Mars Attacks.
The one that they go back in time, when the family goes back in time and the kids are stuck in time.
Oh, it's Peregrine?
I like that one.
Yeah, I like that one.
Interesting. Yeah.
Okay. So 2016, then.
I don't know what he's done since then.
Dark Shadows? Dumbo?
Dark Shadows, really.
No, yeah, so Dumbo, Miss Peregrine's was his last one before Dumbo. Big Eyes in 2014. I thought that was okay.
Yeah, Big Eyes was a departure for him.
I love Big Eyes. I thought Big Eyes was excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. My number 8 is Brightburn.
Oh, we're going to have a fight now, Doug.
This movie just didn't work for me. I thought the kid was just an asshole from the beginning.
Absolutely he was.
And the only thing I liked was the post-credit scene where they teased the Dark Justice League. And that's about it. This movie just didn't work for me. I didn't like it.
I'm sorry it upset you, but I loved it. I really like Brightburn. I like bad Superman. I do not like Superman as a character. I think it's just overpowered, and this worked perfectly for me. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I think it's like a 6-7 out of 10 for me. Yeah, I think Superman's boring, but I like the premise of it. I thought the execution was good. It was surprisingly brutal.
Yeah, like that's what I like about it.
That Badger jaw scene. Yes, it's like, holy
that's
shit.
That's the one. Equal Zone. It's all good.
Oh, it's me.
It is you.
Okay, I like Spring Breakers, but I hated So my number eight is Harmony Korine's The Beach Bum. It's basically if we spend the whole movie with like James Franco's Alien, but it's Matthew McConaughey. And it's utterly pointless. I hate movies that are pointless. And the character's just boring. I don't want to watch him spout bad poetry for an hour and a half.
And a weird sex scene in the kitchen.
Yeah, and his name's Moondog. Do you want to spend 2 hours with a guy named Moondog?
All right.
Yeah, and then there's a weird performance by Jonah Hill. But I one line was like, you know what I like about being rich? You can just be horrible with the people, and they just have to take it. And I think that just speaks to how little substance to this movie is, and how unlikable the characters are. I don't know.
My number eight is a film I bet Deaden could guess. Wonder Park. I absolutely hate this film. I was like, this is looks like a fun kids film. Starts off really happy. I'm like, okay, great. And the mom gets sick. And the kid goes, okay, I'm done being happy. Let's just make this boring as crap. And the monkey needs his magic marker to make him feel better. And the kids all got to get together with the scary creatures chasing around this abandoned park. Oh my God, really? This is awful. Yeah. Like, come on. This is just boring. Nothing happens. A monkey has to get his magic marker? Really? That's the whole film? Okay. No, I'm done. Didn't care. Wonder Park is my number eight. Absolutely hated it.
Yeah, it's I don't think I hated it, but it's very boring. And it's such a cop-out bringing the mum back at the end.
Oh, I know. Like if she stayed dead, I would have been okay with it. But nope, can't do that.
But no, it's she's literally going away for hospital treatment.
That's it. And she comes back at the end. All good.
Yeah, it's such a cop-out.
The monkey gets his marker. Yeah, okay.
And then she gets her mum back.
And Wonder Park is magically all good again.
I like that it's about imagination, but for a movie that's literally just about imagination, there's no creativity here.
None.
I don't know. I agree.
All right, number seven. Get there. My selection for number seven is Glass.
Really?
Yeah.
Shocked.
Which was not good.
See, I liked it a lot more than you did then.
You did. I'm thoroughly disappointed. You know, after the buildup of Unbreakable and where the setup of Split, then we ended up with the three of them stuck in an asylum or a hospital where they're being treated for their disorder. I mean, there was lots of, lore to it that was kind of interesting, that there was a secret society that was suppressing the rise of superhumans and supervillains. But I didn't like it. I didn't care.
Yeah, that honestly, if I saw Last Movies, this would probably be my worst, because it's just my most disappointing movie of 2019 for me, because I love Split so much, and I still get really, really angry when I see a puddle.
Yeah. And Bruce Willis dies in a puddle. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, I thought that film was saved by the performances by Sam Jackson and James McAvoy. I thought they actually kind of brought their A-game to that movie.
I don't know. I mean, Sam Jackson spends most of the movie drooling.
But when he when he wakes up, I thought he was... I thought he, really held my attention once Mr. Glass woke up. But I can definitely see why it's not for everybody.
Yeah, for sure, though. Like, putting him comatose for half the film is the worst way to use him. But yeah, McAvoy was great. There's, a lot I like about the movie, but there's so much that I really, really hate about it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just loss of potential.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, my number seven is Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. I thought the actual scary stories were not scary at all. I thought the acting was atrocious. I did not think there was any good actors in this movie. And I liked the makeup. The makeup was fine, but the stories the makeup was attached to was horrible.
I have to be in full agreement with you, Doug. I thought this film was painful.
I'll just thought it was bland. Sorry, go ahead, Sam.
I agree with Doug. I thought it was bland and painful. Nobody could act. And I think I didn't know anything about the book. So maybe Doug's coming at it since he's read a book and just this is not what he saw. Like, I've never read the books. I heard good things about this, and I agree with Doug. This could have made my top 10 list, no problem. It is awful.
Well, the books are interesting because they're kind of geared towards young readers. The stories are all 1, 2, 3 pages long, so it's people just learning how to read. And they can actually be pretty scary. That's not what I saw in this film. It tried to have a narrative and connect the stories, and that just didn't work for me.
See, I'll fight for it. I didn't think the characters or the cast is anything to write home about, but I thought it adapted the stories well, and I thought it did a good job of showing the scary stories, and I thought the horror sequences are very, very good. And I thought it was well adapted how it took all these little two-page stories and made them into something coherent enough. Like, I don't love it. I didn't love it as much as I wanted to. But, I mean, you guys are allowed to not like it. But I
enjoy it. Thanks, Dan. I was looking for your approval all episode.
Well, I'm always looking for your approval, Simon.
Well, good luck on that one.
Fuck. Oh, it's me. My number 7 is Hellboy.
Kevin may rip you a new one. Get ready.
when it opens with like a little crow tearing someone's eyeball out, I knew I was in for something not good. I don't know. I didn't think it adapted it well. I don't know if I'd seen the original, but I don't know. I like the character of Hellboy, but it just didn't work for me at all.
Okay, we're up to me. I think, I don't know if anybody else saw this film. The Curse of La Llorona is my number 6. La Llorona?
Yeah, La Llorona. I watched it.
This was so dumb. Absolutely dumb. Have you ever seen such a bad curse film, Dan?
It's not a good movie.
People just make bad decisions again. I hate characters who make constantly bad decisions for the point of prolonging a film.
Yeah.
The villain was never scary to me.
No.
I'm just like, really? And then the woman comes to the house. I'm like, the spiritual, like, get out. You suck. Just leave, you morons. Like, this whole film was just dumb from beginning to end. The curse getting put on the family. They didn't do anything. The woman just got mad at them. Put a curse on them? Really? Oh, okay. Acting was deplorable. Storyline was terrible. Villain was boring. And just characters making bad choices after bad choices just to prolong this bad film. I can't believe it made 120 minutes. No, not 120, an hour and a half? Barely an hour and a half. I thought that was too long. Curse of Llorona.
Is this part of the
No.
Conjuring a universe?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because the guy from Annabelle, the priest from Annabelle, he's in it.
Oh, my bad, then.
Father something. I can't remember his name, but he's in it for a scene, so that's what connects it to it.
Oh, I missed that. Who cares?
So very, very slight connection, but it's there.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, he's in it for, like, 5 minutes, maybe, helping with the family, and then he refers them to someone who can actually help.
Yeah, and she doesn't do much either. She just leaves quickly.
Yeah.
Exit stage right. I don't like this place. It's too scary. Bye-bye.
Oh, no. I don't want to. Oh, it's janky Scoob.
Yeah.
She's coming to get us.
So bad.
Yeah, it's not a good movie. I agree.
All right. It would number 6, right?
Yes.
My number 6 choice is Hellboy.
Oh, my God. Hey. It's Kevin's list.
It's, you know what, like, I'll still defend the film on some level.
No, you're not. Not a chance.
I think on a certain level, it's probably the best adaptation of Mike Mignola's Hellboy comics. I think the other two movies have the root of it, but they add in a lot of Guillermo del Toro. But I love those movies. I didn't love this movie. I wasn't crazy about David Harbour's performance. He was like just a big overgrown baby whining about everything. I can't remember who the actress is, the lead actress who played the villain.
Oh, Mila Jovovich.
Yeah, Mila Jovovich. Like, terrible waste of time. She just plays a one-note villain, and she's not even that scary. Very disappointing. And the you know, Ian McShane is okay. I like.
Sounded like he had a stroke.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm sorry. He sounded like he was slurring his words a lot.
He's probably just drunk. And the effects at the end were terrible. Unfinished were that. So the effect with the girl who made people could come back from the dead using a costume or whatever it was.
Yes.
And then he comes back and he sort of like had arms and a head attached to kind of like a worm floating in the air. And just overall a huge disappointment. I went to the preview screening of this with the actors. And I knew there was a problem when they had a thing on the screen and they had the image reversed, so Hellboy's arm of doom was on the wrong hand.
Oh no.
And to me, I'm like, that pretty much sums up this movie. It's just, they had the right spirit, they had the right idea, but their just execution was crap. And it just turns into a mess. So huge disappointment.
Yeah, like I think the CGI was the worst I've seen this year. Yeah, it's like the thing that you talked about with the spirit, like it's just like the poster of The Haunting in Connecticut.
Yeah.
and the troll scenes too. It's just a lot of gross head horror.
Yeah.
Looks so ugly.
Alrighty. My number six is one bad mother movie, actually. Shaft, 2019. It was completely forgettable.
Yep.
I don't even remember what the bad guy's plan was in this movie.
Revenge.
And I just saw it maybe 2 months ago. And the action was boring. And Sam Jackson was kind of boring in it.
I just nothing to
didn't
do.
Like this.
Nothing to do. Had nothing. Not nothing to do at all. There was no script to follow. Let's just make some Shaft moments to be Shaft. That was about all it was.
And then it missed so many dick jokes too. This easily could have made my bottom 10.
Oh, easily. It's just lucky I didn't put it on the list because there's films I hated more than it.
Yeah, you know, exactly. It's bad because I went back and watched the first Sam Jackson Shaft movie, which I guess is like the fourth.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah. And there are some great performances in there from Jeffrey Wright and Christian Bale.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's really too bad that, but it's also a John Singleton movie too, right? So, and this is by, this is by.
The guy
Tim
that
Story.
Right Along.
Oh, great. Oh, Tim Story. Yeah. Mr. I screw up
and the Fantastic Four movies.
Oh, Tim Story. Yeah. Not a good director.
Awful. Director.
All right.
Yeah. I didn't even like the 2001 that much, so I hated this one. I like the 2001. It's just not great to me. Anyway.